This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that lead today's show are as follows. CNN and its Beam investment fails with Neistat walking away. We're going to talk about the Burger King Whopper net neutrality video. We're going to talk about a new form of Russia software probing that will just set you back in your seats. We're going to talk about a new Ford patent and its RoboCop. We're going to talk about how SpaceX has fired it up and it didn't blow up on the pad. Of course, plus all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1253 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, January 25th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And of course, you can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can simply paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thank you for being here. Thanks for checking the show out for the very first time. I tell you, it's real easy to get connected here so that you are never going to miss a single episode. And to do so, all you got to do is grab your browser, open it up, and visit geeknewscentral.com. And when you do, right on the right-hand column of the website, there's a very simple subscribe to podcast link with buttons on Apple Podcast, on Android, by email, Google Play, Stitcher, via TuneIn, or just an old school RSS feed that really gets you there just as easy as the rest of them. If you have no idea how to subscribe to a podcast, have no idea what I'm talking about, we want you to click on the more subscribe options at geeknewscentral.com. That'll get you all the information you're going to need to get started and getting following this show. And we want you to do that. That's very, very important. We want you to become a longtime listener or viewer of the show. And all you got to do is subscribe. Of course, for all of you that have been longtime listeners, thank you for being here. Thanks for staying part of the Ohana, being part of the family here. Glad to have you back. Glad to be back in the swing of things. I really am. To be 100% feeling better and really to be kind of back on schedule. But we want you all of you to visit geeknewscentral.com daily to read all the great content. My writers have been knocking it out of the ballpark. In just a short few days, the blogging bill comes in for CES and everything else for just the written articles. The videos are finally going to start kicking because we'll talk about that here in a minute. But definitely visit the website on a daily basis and get subscribed to the special media feed, because that's where I'm going to start feeding you a pile of stuff that you haven't seen yet. Of course, if you want to follow me on social media, you can do that at Geek News on Twitter. You can email me geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, we want you to join our Slack channel. Our Slack channel is where all the cool kids hang out. Just send me an email. Say you want to be on the Slack channel and I'll join you up. If you're not using Slack in your business, you need to consider. It's the best tool, best thing going. It's awesome. But hey, you can follow me on Google Plus and on Facebook. You can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel. You can search for the show on the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by using the keywording, telling it to play the podcast Geek News Central. You can listen on Stitcher, watch or listen on blueberry.com, or tell your Google device to use the keyword, play the podcast Geek News Central. And of course, if you have a Microsoft smart device, you can use the keyword and say, play the podcast Geek News Central. That's how you get going on all the smart devices. We want you to listen over there as well. And if you listen on both the Google Home if you listen on the Cortana device, you will actually join the show in progress. It's in a loop. But partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff. We've got the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain. We've got their Pro Gear site. All those are linked at geeknewscentral.com. And of course, this show is sponsored in part by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast known to the universe. And of course, that would be my good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And I tell you, GoDaddy has been a super, super, super partner of this show for many, 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 many years. And, you know, it is incredibly important that I just acknowledge from time to time what they truly do here. You know, I've said it many, many times that without GoDaddy, things would have to change in a big, big way around here. You know, the writers wouldn't get paid. Kirk wouldn't get paid. Although you, those of you that are insiders that are contributing to the show, help contribute to his payments. But, you know, going to CES and all that stuff that came out of sponsorship earnings from GoDaddy and all the stuff that we do. The lights here, even though I've got solar, my electric bill has been going up because of the electric car being plugged in. You know, have challenges paying that. The light bill, I said that already. You know, insurance, all that stuff. So the sponsor here is critically important for the ongoing advancement of the show. And I appreciate those of you guys that sponsor or support GoDaddy and using the promo codes that I have to share with you. Now, you don't have to use them, but you can give them to a friend, or you can tell a family member, or you can tell someone at work. You know, here's someone talking about doing something online. We want you to share these codes with your family, friends, people that you know. Share the link. It's very, very important. Don't, you can tweet it, you can Facebook it, you can link to it in your blog post. Don't submit it anywhere else, but we want you to send folks over to the website at geeknewscenter.com/GoDaddy. 30% off a new product purchases, 99cent.com. Hosting and managed WordPress accounts, either or, $1 a month for the first 12 months, plus a free domain with each of those deals. And again, all that is on the page at geeknewscenter.com/GoDaddy. You can click on the promo code links that takes you to the GoDaddy website, or you can enter the promo code at checkout. The 99cent.com domain name is good on a newer transfer one time only. You can also get a 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. All of that is available, all of it, at geeknewscenter.com/GoDaddy. And again, thanks to all of you that support my sponsor here that allows us to continue to do what we do, or what I do, and really we do as a team at Geek News Central, is critically, critically important. So I'm feeling a lot better from the last time I was with you, even on Monday. I've got my huge monster mug of H2O here ready to go for the show. We'll be sipping from that because it's, you know, I'm still on recovery, but a lot, lot better. Actually, what I need is a Camelback. I wear a Camelback, and all you gotta do is pull the hose up here and sip. But either way, it's awkward when you're live. It really, really is. So tonight, when I came into the studios, I had accidentally left the cameras on in the studio since the show on Monday. I went around to flip the switch, and they were already blinking at me, and I'm like, oh, that was brilliant. So they've been sitting here cooking for 3 days, and the white balance is off a little bit, and it's basically, I'm going to have to do a complete reset once the show's over, let them cool off and everything else, because heat over time gets the color weirded out. So yeah, my apologies on that, but dumb on me to just put hours and hours and hours on the cameras without having the good sense to have unplugged them or to shut them off from the last show. So, you know, bear with me for those of you that are watching tonight. Also, I'll be honest with you, this week has just been a blur. It's been gone. I've been busy literally from the time I wake up until the time I lay down and crash this entire week. It's been full. There hasn't been a minute to spare, literally not a minute to spare. And it's been from one thing to another. I did get, of course, after the show on Monday, Got to the gym on Tuesday and Wednesday, had great workouts, planned on going today, but things again, total insanity, and did not get to the gym. But tomorrow it's written into the schedule and I'll get to the gym. But much, I tell you, it was fantastic to, I'll be the first to admit, Tuesday, after like 20 days off, I paid on Wednesday morning. I woke up and I'm like, oh man, do not do this again. I crawled back on Wednesday, had a good workout Wednesday. I've started weights both days. I did my full elliptical workout plus went to the machines and worked 3 or 4 machines, all upper body stuff and chest. And so I'm getting a little bit of more studying done online on what type of, you know, the reps I need to do and the lifting amount. And I think I'm kind of down now where I need to be. I need to remeasure myself and write all this stuff down so that I get a good routine going. But yes, on the weights, that's going to continue. And the goal will be is on Monday when I do the show, I'll barely be able to lift my arms. That's the that's the key for the next month, is to go through the burn of getting that in motion. So and then not on top of that, Mike, my tech guy, my main tech guy at Blueberry, his birthday was today and he's off today. Tomorrow he won't be back in the office until Monday. So Sean and I were I woke up this morning and tickets were in and I was answering tickets and I had to take my Chris to school and I had a bunch of stuff going on. And so it's been busy and I expect it to be that way through the rest of the week. You guys don't care, right? But, I'm spread as thin as I have ever been, but the hard drive did arrive in Albuquerque. Isaiah, I hope will have some content for me tomorrow. Or, you know, we'll see when he gets it done. He's got his marching orders but as soon as that is start to be put out, I'll let you guys know. Cause you'll start to see it up on the website. I got the writing team ready to go, but other than that, I'm back here in the studio with you and hope everyone's doing good. So hi, Mike, how you doing? Mike's saying that, Mike is saying new Apple Voice Assistant device will be a failure because of cost compared to Google Hammond. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Mike, here's the skinny. This is from the chat room. It is going to... Apple fanboys are going to buy it in hordes. In hordes. Now, because I'm... I do new media and everything else, I will order one tomorrow. It's $349. I don't necessarily want to spend, but just because of my position in a new media space, got to have one just to be able to give you guys my opinions. So, I'll be, forking over the cash tomorrow on that. And Corinne, my cousin, I think she's on here today. Hello. How are you? She says, you need tea with honey. My awesome cousin. I drink iced tea with no honey. Sorry. None of that drippy, gooey stuff. Honey is for biscuits, not for tea, but I do appreciate it. Here's what you have to really have is whiskey. that's good. That helps. Just kidding. And Mike says, what do you think about the guy who pressed the wrong button for ballistics attack, now keeping his mouth shut? How would he be public shame? Scapegoat is to blame for the state EMS system that allowed it to happen. Mike, he's probably being told by the union lawyers, but someone said he wasn't union, to keep his mouth shut and not. So, he's not wanting to. I heard it. I don't get the Hawaii newspapers or anything like that, but I did see a headline on it today pop on my phone saying that he wasn't cooperating. We'll see. This state is way different than any other state in the country. It operates at a whole different. It's all. I'm telling you, there's no other place in the country like Hawaii. Politics here and the things that happen in most places would blow people's mind. It's just the way this state is. And it's largely, well, I have to be careful. All I say is, it just is completely different here on how things are. This guy's not going to get in trouble. He's not going to get fired. They're not going to do, you know, and the person that, no one's going to be held accountable here in Hawaii for that. No one. Nothing. Because no one beyond the first day had any outrage. There's no one talking about it. No, it's all past history here. No one cares. This is, you know, they have the one day of complaints and but we are in a 24-hour news cycle, folks. Our lives are based upon what has happened in the past 24 hours. No one cares beyond that. They really, really don't. Not here, and I don't think in many places rest of the country. Look at the news. They don't, you know, it's boom, boom, boom. Can you remember what was news last week? You know, we can't except for, you know, all this. Well, one theme is in the news, but I don't watch the news because all you hear is the same thing every single day. I can tell you what they were doing 3 weeks ago. They were bashing Trump. What were they doing 2 months ago? They were bashing Trump. What were they doing 2 weeks ago? Bashing Trump. What were they doing 2 days ago? Bashing Trump. That's the only thing in the news. That's the only thing in the news. Only thing. Have you heard anything else? Have you heard anything else about what you're about to hear it on this show? All right. Hey, James, how are you? Welcome to the show as well. So, yes, we're off to the races here. Hey, we're at live.geeknewscentral.com for those of you that are watching as well. So we don't want to get political on the podcast. I'm just telling you, that's the only thing that we see in the news these days is just politics stuff. And, you know, just I keep on following people or hiding people on Facebook. Every time you see a political post, eliminate notifications, limit notifications, eliminate notifications. I'll be honest with you. I don't need that. People are going to be sick. People are going to be sick, 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 sick in their mind, sick their stomachs, sick physically. If they keep just paying attention to this stuff, just let it go. Tomorrow we'll be here. Life will continue, you know, but I do want to talk about CNN. You guys know I love CNN, right? Remember CNN podcast.com, Cochrane News Network podcast.com that they so rudely took away from me after I held that very precious domain related to the Cochrane News Network podcast.com. And how I really have this, you know, how I really love how CNN came in with their lawyers and was, you know, like squashed me like a grape. Well, I don't like CNN, but I do like Casey Neistat. And Casey Neistat's video company, Beam, that CNN bought for, I hope they paid Casey lots of millions of dollars, is basically, they pulled the plug. And here you have, and I think this talks a little bit about tech and business and creative types. So, you know, during the day, what am I doing? I'm running a podcasting company, right? Start get up at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning. It's hard work, you know, and working interpersonal, working priorities, putting out fires, keeping customers happy, all that stuff that goes into attempting to run a well-oiled machine. Do we make mistakes? Sure. Do we make wrong judgments? Sure. But the main thing is keep the customers happy, keep the product moving, you know, all this stuff that goes into running a business. And your business may be, you know, showing up and making sure the stocks are shelves, or your business may be what line of clothes you're going to order for the next season. Your business might be, you know, whatever you're in, whatever business you're in, the, it's hard work, and you put the time in and the energy, and you throw stuff at the wall and you see if it sticks. And if it doesn't stick, you get up and go again. Well, in late 2016, when CNN plunked millions of dollars down to bought Beam, they not only bought Beam, but they bought this creative genius, Casey Neistat, who's got by far has revolutionized things that happen on YouTube. 8+ million viewers. I tweeted a video he did yesterday that, and I put it up on Facebook. It was the most incredible piece of video editing I've ever seen an individual ever do. And this is not talking about a studio. This is talking about a guy and a camera and a little creative juices. And it was remarkable, the timing. If you haven't seen it, go to facebook.com/Cochrane. You got to watch the video. Truly, I was just blown away. And I think, how can I do that? You know, that's the type of creative stuff that I just, that just makes me go crazy. Okay, so on one side of the fence, Casey is this really creative guy, right? Do creative types always make the best business owners? I consider myself a decent business owner and visionary on what to bring to market, and I am a relatively okay creator. So maybe Casey was a superstar creative and a relatively good business owner, but they were not able. And sadly, he spoke candidly about his inability to figure out a viable strategy for what they were terming Beam News, which CNN intended to become a central part of its digital business. The problem is, just like Leo Laporte and Twit will have a very hard time surviving without Leo. It may continue on a form, but Leo has to find another Leo to go into Twit. Casey has to find more creative types like him to have come into Beam and be able to build this video production megastar. Creating content's hard. And he said it became a source of exasperation with grand plans to create the next great digital news brand dogged by creative conflicts and sluggish progress. He said that they only published a few dozen videos. Beam has 22 team members. Some are going to lose their jobs and some will be absorbed into CNN. But why couldn't he take his YouTube star creativity and transfer it into something that's cool news? You would think that anyone that could do this brilliant video that I talked about yesterday on Facebook, that I told my son, you got to watch this. And he'd already watched it. And we talked about it for about 15 minutes on how he did that. And then you have, how come he couldn't transfer that to this company he'd been given unlimited? I saw the cameras they were buying, the beautiful studio. Maybe that's, they got too hung up on the process. Maybe they just needed to grab a camera and get in the streets. Because what is stuff that's popular to everyone today? This is stuff that's being done by people on the street, not in a studio. Because most of the stuff you see in a studio, you kind of consider it kind of fake and contrived and produced and has a message and you maybe can't be trusted. But the guy on the street that's talking with the real world, talking with people, you know, finding about content, that's life. That's real. That's what we do when we're out and about. So I feel sorry for Casey, but at the same time, a little bit disappointed. I was expecting big things out of this. And I thought, wow, CNN was being very progressive. And as much as I disliked them, I admired for them to go buy Beam and to do what they were going to do. And it's failed. So I'm disappointed in Casey that he couldn't make it happen. So we'll see what he does. Maybe he'll learn from this. But he loves creating YouTube videos. And he does them incredibly well. So he got his millions. And they lasted a year. And CNN, I obviously pulled the plug. because it wasn't going to be self-sustaining. So I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, Mike says Twit can't survive without Leo. But interesting, but CNET survives without Leo. Well, CNET, let me tell you something, that's a different type of machine, but look who owns CNET these days, right? And, but I don't know, well, time will tell on this, but this went to the top of my stack tonight when I saw this and I watched Casey's walk away from the company. His heart wasn't, in my opinion, my humble opinion, I might be wrong. And if Casey watches, maybe he's going to be mad, but maybe his heart wasn't completely in it. He sold it, couldn't believe he sold it. And then had this great idea, and maybe his heart wasn't completely in executing it. I don't know. I never saw any of the videos that came out of Beam. Nothing rose to the, and I'm going to have to go back and look now, but I didn't ever, I thought it was still an incubator. I didn't know they had even produced anything. So that's the way the ball bounces sometimes in this space. And no business is susceptible to failure. And you have to be, you know, you got to get up at 4:30 in the morning and go to bed at 11 o'clock at night. When you guys, you know, when I tell you guys that my schedule's full, you have absolutely no idea. And no idea. You know, I'll be honest with you. But that's what you have to do, right? Okay, let's move on here. This is crazy. I mean, this is not crazy. This is insanity. I've read some stuff before that sets me back in my seat. Okay. You know, I've seen and I've traveled the world. I've had lots of exposure to lots of stuff, you know, in what I read today, I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Now, when I read this to you and I read this to you, this off of Reuters, please, 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 you got to email me and tell me whether or not you can actually believe that companies allowed this to happen. Here's the title of the Reuters article. Tech firms let Russia probe software widely used by U.S. government. Major global technology providers, SAP, Symantec, and McAfee, hold on to this, have allowed Russian authorities to hunt for vulnerabilities in software deeply embedded across the U.S. government. The practice absolutely jeopardizes the security of computer networks in at least a dozen, no, not dozen, all federal agencies. U.S. lawmakers and securities experts have involves more companies in a broader swath of government than previously reported. In order to sell, listen to this, in order to sell in the Russian market, the tech companies let a Russian defense agency, yes, you're hearing me, a Russian defense agency scour the inner workings of source code of some of their products. If I could go adult on this show, I would give you guys a string of expletives that would burn your ears. Can you believe it? Those products protect some of the most sensitive areas of U.S. government, including Pentagon, NASA, State Department, FBI, and the intelligence community against hacking. What about my company's computers? What about your company's computers? A Reuters review of hundreds of U.S. federal procurement documents and Russian regulatory records show that the potential risks to the U.S. government from Russian source code reviews are more widespread. Okay. Hey, let me just tell you what I do. I'm going to make a master key to my house. Okay. I'll make a master key. I'm going to make 100,000 of them. Okay. And I'm going to put a zip tie to it. And I'm going to put a note on it with my home address. All right. And I'm just going to, everywhere I go, I'm just going to drop these keys. Okay. I'm going to the restaurant. I'm going to go to the, over a homeless camp. I'm going to go downtown Waikiki. I'm going to go into some seedy bars. I might even, might even drive by where some drug dealers are hanging out. Just, and throw these keys out on the street. Because I know that no one that picks up that key will come to my house and unlock my home and help themselves to the contents of my house. I'm sure no one will do that. Better yet, why don't I just make 100 keys to my car and just throw them into my driveway? Just leave them in my driveway. And I'm sure if, a couple of days goes by, I'm sure no one will pick up a key and take my car. What is wrong with these companies? Have they lost their minds? Many of the Russian reviews have occurred since 2014 when U.S. relations plunged to new lows following Moscow's annexation of Crimea. Western nations have accused Russia of sharply escalating its use of cyber attacks during that time. Can you imagine? Now the Pentagon said it is exploring the feasibility of requiring vendors to disclose when they have allowed foreign governments to access source code. Exploring the feasibility? We're screwed. We are screwed. This is just incredible. I just can't believe it. U.S. agency software scrutinized by the Russians, Pentagon, FBI, Department of State, Internal Revenue Service, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Department of Health and Human Services, Security and Exchange Commissions, Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Federal Emergency Management Agency, Secret Service, Social Security Administration, Department of the Treasury, HPE ArcSight, SAP HANA, Semantic Endpoint Protection, McAfee Security Information and Event Management were some of the software packages. I could talk the whole show about this. I'm stunned. I'm literally stunned. Those companies should be banned. They should be banned from doing business with the federal government. Immediately. And for life. I'm just flabbergasted. I almost can't move on from this, but I got a lot more news, and I'm going to. I want to hear your thoughts. What do you think? So what? Or are you as shocked as I am? Okay, breathe. I'm breathing. Oh, I don't care what political party you are. You have to be astounded by this. Let's talk about Whopper neutrality, the burger-based version of net neutrality. All I can say, this is a great video. 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Real customers, fake pricing. That's all I'm going to say. You should see how angry people get when they made them say, hey, if you want a burger in 10 minutes, you can pay $4. But if you want a burger in 2 minutes, you got to pay $26. Yeah, there's fast lane here. I'll just let you watch the video. And if you don't know anything about net neutrality, you will understand it after you see this. Ford is patenting an autonomous police car that can ticket you. And this is how it works. You're driving down the highway at 82 miles per hour in a 70 mile an hour speeding zone. And an autonomous police car is behind you. And it sends the autonomous police vehicle sends your car a message. It said, vehicle number 210, you're over the speed limit by 12 miles per hour. I'm issuing you a citation. The car responds by turning on the camera in your car, taking a picture of you, sending the picture of you as the driver back to the police car. The police car puts a citation into the system, and you receive a text message on your phone that you've just received a ticket without slowing down. This is the patent that Ford has just applied for and received. So it's an autonomous system for a police car. They connect either on its own or alongside a traditional human officer. The RoboCop can determine when a violation has occurred on the road, and it can take various actions. This will be worse than cameras. If this goes into effect, well, why don't just have the car dime us out? If we're going 31 into 25 and you get into a school zone, and just like the days of, the movie RoboCop, it just prints you out a ticket, right? You just, just get the ticket printed and, have your car dime you out. It's fantastic. Might as well go there, right? Oh, my. All right, SpaceX fired up its newest, biggest rocket in a critical launch pad test this Wednesday, advancing towards a long-anticipated launch within 7 days, Elon Musk said. And they run the engines for 11 seconds. They fired them in sequence, center engine first, and then two outers first, and then the inner. So it's coming. Is she going to blow, or is she going to make orbit? Based on the test firing, and it didn't blow up on the pad during the test firing, my prediction at this point, because I figured, if it makes it off the pad, if it clears the tower, I think we got an 80% chance of making orbit. If it goes past MECO, I think that's what it is when it has its highest dynamic pressure, then we get about a 95% of making orbit. Time will tell, but I hope that I do not miss this launch. It's going to be exciting. And of course, Elon Musk's Roadster is on top, and we'll see if it makes orbit. Amazon's Fire TV now lets you sign in just once for cable apps. This is finally, Amazon joins Apple in offering single sign-on. And this eliminates the frustration of having to constantly re-enter your cable credentials whether you install certain apps on its Fire TV streaming gadget. Like Apple before, Amazon is now introduced a single sign-on feature that remembers your account across TV everywhere, apps like A&E, AMC, HGTV, and more. So single sign-on already supports the most major cable and satellite providers, with the glaring exception of Comcast, Affinity, Spectrum, DirecTV, Dish, Optimum, Verizon, Fios, and many others are covered. Dun, da, da, da. So this update is coming to your Amazon Fire TV. And I know many of you have them in your homes. Okay, so Mike says, tell us how much crap traffic comes from China and Russia just for podcasts. Well, not only that, how about Japan? A lot of crap traffic coming from Japan too, or some servers over there at least are collecting traffic. Despite YouTube and Amazon's effort, record number of teens are still eating Tide Pods. What is wrong? My son was in the car, and I asked him, so you heard about this Tide challenge? And he's like, don't worry, Dad. We're thinning the gene pool. And I just like, thank God. I'm like, okay. And I said, you do understand what are inside Tide Pods? He says, yeah, death. I'm like, okay, we're good. We're good. I guess I don't have to say anything more. So, Tide Pod seem to still be a popular thing for idiots to do. But I had to ask, right? You had to ask because you're just like, my teen would not be that stupid, would he? Please, please, please let me have taught him well enough that he will not succumb to peer pressure and YouTube views to do this very dangerous challenge. I don't get it. The American Association of Poison Control Centers released another alert. The number recorded case of teenagers intentionally eating the laundry detergent-filled gel capsules this year more than doubled to 86 as of January 22nd. Only 39 incidents happened, or 53 cases happened in the entirety of 2017. 86 idiots. They actually had to call the poison control because they ate one of these things. It's just ridiculous. Or Apple is about to save lives. They say it's about to save thousands of lives. A new iPhone feature promises to save thousands of lives and billions of dollars by making it easier for emergency services to find you when you contact them for help. Apple has decided to enable a new iPhone feature promises. And what it is, it's a feature called, it's the AML, Advanced Mobile Location. It was created by the European Emergency Numbers Association. EENA, the system is active in the UK, Estonia, Lithuania, Austria, Iceland, as well as New Zealand on all mobile networks. But what does this matter? Well, AML, it has caller location accuracy that's up to 4 times better in contrast to what they currently use is called Cell ID. 85% of calls located using AML are accurate to a radius of under 50 meters. So, that's pretty good. If you get in a wreck, you go off the road, you're on a cliff, whatever. People were able to find like someone got stuck on the railway tracks in a rural location. They were able to find them within 4 meters. Folks were in a serious accident where the vehicle went off the road and was hidden from view, and they were able to locate him within 11 meters of the accident. A 7-year-old boy was able to save his father's life which had collapsed. The kid had no idea where he was at, but the phone knew where it was at. So this is something new. And this feature only, according to Apple, dun, 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 turns on for a 30-second period during the actual emergency transmission. When you dial 911, it's activated. And it's only active for 30 seconds, can't be used to drone you. At least that's what they're saying. Anyway, this is something that is coming to the iPhone. We will keep an eye on it as time goes on. Did you guys hear about this new thing called from Google called Files Go? It's a new app for freeing up storage on your Android phones. Since its launch in December, more than 10 million people have installed it and cleaned up more than 1.1 gigabytes of space on average. So they've added some features. I got to get a Kleenex here. They've expanded SD card support. They've expanded to tablets, and you can open files in other apps. So my Files Go is a new app that's out there for Android. Was not familiar with it. How many of you have ever been to the Grumpy Cat website? I think maybe I have once, but apparently Grumpy Cat did a bunch of licensing deals, and one of the companies that they did a licensing deal was a coffee company, and they created this what was called Grumpuccino Iced Coffee. It was sold by a California company called Grenade Beverage. But the problem was is that licensing deal was a great success, but the company went on to license additional stuff using Grumpy Cat, not covered underneath the license, and they went to court and got a $710,000 copyright infringement verdict for the company. So Grumpy Cat, company, $710,000 in copyright infringement damages. 5G phones expected in 2019. Qualcomm is working with a number of companies, including ZTE, Xiaomi, Oppo, Vivo, and of course some American companies as well. So this is a win for Qualcomm. When the company's been defending itself from unsolicited bid from Broadcom. So we'll see what happens here. But 5G phones. You know, there's ways to save on Amazon, right? You're not just going to Amazon and shopping. I know you've known about these little secrets, right? I'm going to tell you straight up. This article that I'm going to link to you today in the show notes will save you enough money that you, if you shop at Amazon at least once a week, you will be able to afford to become a $25 a month insider supporter. All right. Or 5 or 12 or 15 or 2. But if you shop at Amazon, I guarantee you're going to save a lot of money because pricing is dynamic at Amazon. And they've got some sites for you to go to. Not only to find coupons, but also to get pricing without a cookie being set to know that you've showed up. A place to find sales on Amazon. Best buys at Amazon, where's Amazon shipping stuff that it's not necessarily a Prime. So it just goes on and on here. Okay. So this article will save you enough money to be able to support the show financially. We hope that you'll do that and become an insider. Also, there's 7 key tips to listening to a podcast using Stitcher. I don't want you to use Stitcher. I want you to go over to blueberry.com and use the MyCast feature over there. Subscribe to all your shows. Take the MyCast RSS feed and plug that into your favorite podcatcher. But if you do like Stitcher, got some tips on how to use it in the show notes for you today. All right. Also, do you, this happens to me. And you'll, any of you that travel as much as I do will know certain times of the year, the TSA and the security lines are bad. Okay. Right before Christmas, horrible. You got all these people that haven't traveled all year. They got little kids. They don't have to take their shoes off. They don't know. They just don't know how to get through security. So the security lines get slower and longer. There's peak times at security lines at airports where you just arrive and you're like, what's going on here? And you get stuck in line. You almost miss your flight. Well, if you're using an app that I use, and I use this app quite a little bit, TripIt. If you use TripIt as an app, they've added the ability now to be able to see how long the security line is at the airport before you get there. It gives you an idea. So if you're close to the airport and you look at the app and it says, hey, security lines are short, you can maybe leave a little bit later. I'm a scaredy cat. I always get there 2 hours in advance. And because I usually get TSA pre, I'm usually through pretty fast, but every once in a while I don't. So when I don't get TSA pre is when I'm really tripping out. But TripIt will help you there and telling you how long the lines are at security at the airport. All right. Pretty good app to also track your travel. Net neutrality is being enforced in New York under orders from the governor. Executive order prevents state from buying internet services that isn't neutral. So this is the second state that has done this. Of course, they followed Montana. Which executed the same type of order earlier in the week. So this executive order in New York City attempts to end around the FCC's preemption of local laws instead directly requiring all ISPs to follow net neutrality principles, and they've added some additional layers to it as well. So we're going to see when this ends up in court and how this ends up, because that's where it's really headed. NASA today honored 7 killed on Space Shuttle Columbia 15 years ago. The 7 astronauts killed aboard Shuttle Columbia were honored today with a special musical tribute by the son of Israel's first astronaut, singer and songwriter Tal Ramon, joined a few hundred others at KSC. To remember the Columbia crew and the astronauts killed in line of duty over the decades. So, nice memorial service today by the team at NASA. And I think, I'm making progress with the family to go to KSC for a tour on one of the days that we're in Orlando. All right. So I'm crossing my fingers here. I'm working it because I think they've actually decided to skip Disney and we're going to go to Universal Studios instead. So maybe 2 days at Universal, 1 day at Kennedy Space Center. I'm not trying to push it too much. I'm trying to let them pick it, but I keep talking the science and seeing the rockets and, you know, seeing the shuttle runway and, you know, all this stuff. We'll see. Hey, the doomsday clock was set ahead 30 seconds today because they think the Koreans will actually be able to hit the side of a barn. I don't think they will. I there are a lot of talk. They know it's not going to end well. So I think they're just being a little bit political here and setting the clock ahead 30 seconds. I'm not scared. Samsung is going to unveil the Galaxy S9 on February 25th. So those of you that are Samsung fanatics, the S9, S9 Plus are coming. And yes, they're going to have an in-display fingerprint reader on the back, not on the front. Excuse me, a fingerprint reader on the back, not on the front. So we'll see what happens, but they may surprise us. Who knows? Also, Instagram and Facebook were apparently down for a bit today. Angry users reporting they were unable to log in on mobile. I was so busy, I didn't have time to be on Facebook or Instagram at all today. I had like this few fleeting moments of things I thought I should post, but I was just like, that's going to take 30 seconds. I don't have time. And if I go over there and look at Facebook, I'm going to get stuck there for an hour. It's just sometimes better not. It's better not to open the app. Google Play hit a record of 19 billion downloads in quarter four 2017, its highest quarter ever. Of course, smartphone adoptions in emerging markets just delivered the highest number of app downloads. And I just had a friend that was on a cruise, and it's actually Mingyong Fogarty from Grammar Girl. And she was talking about how she's cruising right now and some of the countries they're visiting. She says, I really appreciate mobile broadband in the United States because the broadband sucks in a lot of the areas they're cruising to. And the only way she can get her podcast fix is go into a old school internet cafe and get on Wi-Fi to be able to really get stuff downloaded in and queue her phone up. So, but she said that, in where she's cruising, and I don't want to announce that publicly. I don't know if she's posted online or not, but the phone service is like 3G half the time, and it's like really old school. So yeah, she says, hey, we got to appreciate what we've got here. And I'll be the first to admit, having traveled a lot in the past, depending on where you're at, the connectivity could be pretty bad. So, Mike, you said the FBI losing all those text messages. They found them. Did you hear that? They found them today. I saw that as a news flash across my phone. They did recover. They recovered them. So, those 50,000, who, first of all, I don't know what the period was. 6, 7, 8, 9 months. I knew there was missing text messages. But let me be frank. Who has time that is working a full-time job? This guy was on the payroll of the FBI, and his girlfriend, I think, was too. I don't know exactly where she worked. Who has time to send 50,000 texts? I did a look on my phone a couple of weeks ago. And I think I sent like just between my family and friends and like at CES, even that week was like a couple hundred, 50,000. And this guy's still working and getting a paycheck. Do you think about that for a second? This guy's on the payroll and he's got time to send 50,000 texts. That's really, if you think about it, really, really insane. I can tell I'm still plugged up. My right ear, I can hear better than my left ear. I don't even know if my left ear's working. Might be dead. All right. The administration is proposing that funding for the International Space Station is not in the budget announcement yet, but that funding for the International Space Station would end in 2025. Currently, U.S. has agreed to fund ISS through 2024 in current agreements. And there had been talks of taking it out to 2028. But if you think about it, all the money we spent to put it up there cost $4 billion U.S. a year to fund our portion of the International Space Station. It's pretty cheap in the scheme of things. The NASA budget is 0.44%. 0.44%. I think we can do better than that. But, you know, NASA's been underfunded for many, many years. The highest it ever got was 4.45, and that was 1967. Google announced today it's rolling out a couple of new tools aimed at making online ads a little less irritating. Its ad settings and mute this ad feature are getting updates that let users have more control over the ads they do and don't see. You basically can tell it to stop serving you ads for 90 days. Just like on Facebook, you can kind of put someone on hiatus for 30 days. I do that quite a bit. So this is an update, something that already existed in the Android device. Also, Google's parent company gets in the cybersecurity business. They've spun off a company out of Alphabet. It's basically called, what is the company? It's called Chronicle. It's a cybersecurity firm. And they're going to be providing two types of services. It's going to have a cybersecurity and analytics platform. They'll help companies better manage and understand their security-related data. And the other is VirusTotal, which is a malware intelligence service that Google acquired in 2012. So we'll see where this one goes from Google that makes it to completely to the street. T-Mobile is offering unlimited data and calls in South Korea during the Winter Games. So if you're there, they will, and you're on T-Mobile, unlimited data and calls in Korea during the Winter Games. So another win for T-Mobile. Also, it's being reported Twitter's using machine learning to crop photos to the most interesting part. So if you post something, it gives you the ability to zoom in on stuff that you really wanted to see and cut out the rest. So the company's been working on this tool for a while, but described its method in detail in a blog post yesterday. And it's using what's called saliency. Basically picking what's the most interesting part of the picture, faces or not. So I don't know how it's implemented. Don't know if it's automatic. The feature is currently being rolled out on desktop, iOS, and Android apps to all users. So next time you see a photo preview on Twitter that invites you to click, remember to thank a neural network. Also, there's a new party device called Behold. It's basically a bouncing selfie ball. And you can pass this thing around and it basically holds it and it takes a picture of you and creates this dynamic. It's kind of like the photo booth at parties and stuff. And, but it's called Hypno Eye it's what it's called. Hypno Eye. And I think you can only rent it. Don't think you can buy it, but, it's got an example of some of the mosaics it makes for party goers. Apple's self-driving car fleet has expanded to 27 vehicles. And I'll be honest, this right left ear thing is driving me crazy right now. And I think it's back on the mixer. I don't think it's my ear, but I can only hear in one ear. And it's very, if those of you that have ever done any audio recording, the feedback portion is really, really critical. And when that gets goofed up, your brain doesn't know how to react. And it's kind of, it's probably what people that are hard of hearing go through. They can hear real good on one side and they can't hear good on the other. But again, I might be just so stuffed up, I haven't noticed it. But anyway, Apple self-driving cars have expanded 27 vehicles. It's not that they're going to be rolling out self-driving vehicles, but they're working on self-driving technology that it might sell to conventional car manufacturers. So they bought some cheap cars, a Lexus RX 450 SUV. And that's a real cheap car on the market, and some vehicles like that. So come on, Apple, let's get with the program. How about a Ford? How about a Chevy? In union talks, no parcel drones, no robo trucks. Teamsters have drove basically in negotiations with UPS. The Teamsters labor union wants a package delivery giant UPS to promise not to replace any of its drivers with drones and self-driving trucks. The demand was made part of a group ongoing negotiations between UPS and its 260,000 union workers in North America. The Teamsters presented UPS with a 91-page document detailing demands. Whoa, 91 pages. How do you have 91 pages of demands? That's just, oh my God, unions. 91 page of demands. And when you ship something, don't forget why it costs so much. But no drones, no robo drivers, probably no robo sorters. Who knows? But anyway, that's in the news. Wall Street Journal is reporting Intel revenue rises, but chip maker Intel, the chip maker. Well, that's weird. It must be a plugged ear. The volume just went up in my left ear. I blew my nose a little bit and the volume went up. I'm stuffed up, folks. Intel chip revenue rose, but chip maker reports loss on tax charge. They basically have some due to something in change of the U.S. tax law. They booked a $5.4 billion charge. I don't know why. Most companies are not seeing losses with the new tax rules. They're seeing increased money they get to keep and spend on infrastructure, employees, and benefits and all that stuff. FCC's broadband committee member quits over corporate influence. Oh, no kidding. If you think the FCC basically controlled by the interests of big ISP-type businesses, well, you're not alone. Even FCC members feel that the current gutting of the net neutrality is a bad idea. Now even the mayor of San Jose has taken a stand. Sam Liccardo sent FCC Chairman Pai a letter of resignation. In the letter, the mayor notes that he had hoped to develop balanced, common sense recommendations that will advance our goal of expanding broadband across the country, especially for low-income and rural Americans. I joined the BDAC, cognizant that composition of the panel heavily favored the industry, with more than three-quarters of the members representing telecommunication companies or interests closely aligned with those companies. He hoped there would be movement toward constructive dialogue. Unfortunately, in his opinion, that hasn't happened. Did he really think? Liccardo wrote that although the group has adopted principles that pay lip service to the objective, not a single one of the draft recommendations attempts to meaningfully identify any new or significant resources to promote digital inclusion. He pointed to the committee's most recent DC meeting in DC, in which there were two specific provisions that prioritize industry over municipal interest. He says it's becoming clear that despite the good intentions of several participants, the industry's heavy makeup will simply relegate the body to being a vehicle for advancing the interests of telecommunication industry over those of the public. Come on. You're going to fight. You got to fight. You can't walk away and whimper. CBS and Viacom are reportedly exploring a massive media merger. Now, check this out. The heads of Viacom and CBS discussed the prospect of the merger. Did you know that this company is owned by a parent company that owns both of them? It's called National Amusements. I didn't even tell you how much I know. They own CBS and Viacom. Huh. the rich get richer. That's all I'm going to say. Lyft is investigating claims that staff abuse access to customer data. Come on, Lyft. A user posted on the anonymous app Blind claiming that Lyft employees abuse their access to customer data from gathering info on ex-wives to acquiring Mark Zuckerberg's personal info. A Lyft spokesperson confirmed to the information. The company is investigating whether these incidents occurred. The anonymous user who claimed to have worked at Lyft painted a lurid picture of how employees abuse their unusual high access to customer data. Some would look up ex-romantic partners, while others check whether their significant others were headed where they said. Why would you be surprised that people would not do that? All right, there's some deals out there. Get a 55-inch 4K Roku TV for $370. Sounds like a deal. That is a good deal. $370. Link will be up here in the show notes for you tonight. A couple of things I found today, too, is that the app called Robinhood, they're going to add zero free cryptocurrency trading. I love this app. It's fantastic. Five-year-old Robinhood has raised $176 million for investors. So this is really cool. So this is coming soon. The longer the show goes, the more nose action I have going on here that's not good. And actually, that was the last article. I'm through it. Where are we at on time? We're pretty good on time. Let me look at the email. Let's see here. I got an email from Michael. He said, "Hey, Todd. I want to let you know what happened recently with my Samsung Note 8 phone so that you could warn many listeners. I picked it up yesterday morning from the wireless charging cradle and began working on some large Amazon orders. And when I was finished, I noticed there was 2%. It hadn't charged on the cradle. Well, I know that is not good for a lithium ion battery. It was totaled by accident. I quickly plugged it in and went about my day. But I soon noticed the phone kept rebooting and rebooting, got worse as the day went on. I checked online and found that this was a common issue with the Note 8. When the battery gets too low and shuts off, it stops holding a charge, or should I say enough of a charge to run the phone properly. Apps start crashing, screen freezes, and the phone reboots, and the only resolution is a user warranty replacement service, if you're lucky enough to have one. As always, thanks for everything you do. In the podcasting space, I run my iPhone out quite a bit. I mean, I run it right down into like where it's ready to shut off. And so this is interesting. So buyer beware out there, okay? All right. I know there's going to be a lot of emails from on the next show. Because I read you guys some stuff tonight or informed you some stuff that should have blown your gourds. So I want to hear from you, okay? And Mike, thanks for being active in the chat room, man. I'm sorry I haven't been able to keep up with all the chats up there. But Glenn, Mark, Mike, Nick, everyone else that was on the chat room tonight, thanks for being here. Thanks for staying up late with me. It's been my pleasure. Even with my rant earlier, we're still going to end the show on time tonight. Be back with you on Monday for a regular scheduled show. Got some cool stuff to talk about Saturday on the new media show. And a little known trick to get on the Google Home device that a lot of podcasters weren't aware of, but we've been aware of it, Blueberry, for quite a while. Be talking about that and a lot of other stuff. But Saturday, I have to go suit shopping, folks. I've got a couple of sports jackets because I've lost so much weight. I need a new suit. So I thought I would just go to Men's Warehouse, but my wife wants me to go to Neiman Marcus. I think, are we getting fancy? That sounds like too much money. So I think I'll be going to Men's Warehouse, hopefully catch a sale. Got to buy a new suit for my daughter's event. So any suggestions out there, fellas? What I should buy? Any brand that you like? And again, I'm still on the weight loss downward slopes. I know they can bring it in later, but I'm going to buy it a little tight to keep me encouraging to losing weight. So anyway, if you had a brand you love, that you wear a daily wear or a weekly wear or something like that. We don't wear suits here in Hawaii. That's the only time I wear suits and I go to the mainland. It's not a common, if you're on the East Coast, you're in a suit every day, right? But let me know what brand you like. What's out there that's happening these days? I'm not up to speed. I'm going to let the experts help me. But anyway, that's it. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday. And again, thank you for supporting the sponsor. It's greatly appreciated. The insiders out there, thank you so much. You guys continue to support the show. I definitely appreciate your ongoing support. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. My name is Todd Cochran. We'll see you next week. Everyone take care. We'll see ya. Aloha.